Hey guys, it's MJ
and Tosh.
Welcome back for another exciting week. We did give a plug last week. Tosh wants to jump into a story that's been kind of keeping circulation in social media. I don't know how much it's died down because I'll be honest with you, I don't really look into this stuff and I only know probably a snippet of what you're going to unload. But Tosh, take it away.
No, so okay, backstory, my degree in criminal justice, forensics, so I didn't
ask you to is this room big enough for your head right now?
Flex! It goes into what I'm about to say. So I love that stuff. I'm very much the one that watches CSI.
Oh, okay,
good. You know, all those shows, like the crime, true crime, like all that stuff. Like, I love it. It's kind of died down a little bit since having my daughter, because some things get a little creepy.
Yeah.
But there's two things that they're talking about right now. One is they're going to be releasing, they might have, again, by this time this airs, the Epstein list. Have you heard about that?
Yes. So what I understand that the most to be is some weird old guy with a lot of people in power were on an island sleeping with underage people. Yes?
Yeah. Okay. But, I mean, obviously a lot worse.
That's the most I know.
Yeah. And so they're releasing this list and stuff. So, like, these things intrigue me.
Is it the list of people that were on the island?
Yeah. It's like 150 people.
Names of people sleeping with underage people.
So, like, Bill Clinton was one of them that they've...
I mean, but are we surprised?
I mean, again, it's just those things.
I want to hear a shocking name. Yeah.
Well, I don't know yet. It hasn't been, like, as of right now, the full list hasn't been released.
Oh,
but
okay.
It's going to be released, and, like, all these things are happening. And I think it's very, again, shitty situation. Obviously for people that are truly involved and with everything that actually went on. And it goes to that movie that they released a few months ago. Did you see it? I don't know if you saw it. It's the one about, like, sex trafficking, human trafficking.
No.
And the guy, he ends up... So apparently from what happened was this guy, he was at, like, a brothel and he was on drugs, all this stuff. He ended up with a person who he thought was of, like, 25, like, older. Come to find out, the person was 14, and, like, this is just...
That's a very big difference.
Yes, but so again, he was just on drugs and, like, not there, okay? And so he was told this person was this age, and anyways, come to find out. So he spent time actually helping to find the traffickers, people that... So it turned from, you know, him unknowingly partaking to now I'm going to help stop it. And so that was floating around. I don't think I could see that movie.
I'll be honest with you.
I want to, but I
appreciate you saying that because I don't want to use this term, but unfortunately I can't seem to think of another term, but the term of out of sight, out of mind. So I feel like when I do watch movies like that are depicting real life scenarios, it makes me so incredibly uncomfortable that, like, then, you know, it just kind of affects me beyond watching the movie.
Yes.
And it takes me a moment to, like, get back to a normality. And that's probably why I tend to stem more away from. But it has been an extreme eye-opener how much the focus on sex trafficking has been brought to our attention within these last couple of weeks or months. It's, like, very apparent with a lot of different things. Shows, movies, stories, real, non-real, noticing things in your own environment that seem a little awkward because it's been, you know, subconsciously brought to the forefront of your mind. Like, it feels very, very in face right now. So I tend to hyper-focus into maybe some other direction that feels less like...
Yes, no, of course. I mean, I think that's part of... I mean, it's uncomfortable, right? It's an uncomfortable place. So we tend to pull away from it because it's uncomfortable. Right. That's the thing that's normal with anything. I just... With my history of, you know, just wanting to know everything and very intrigued by things, it's just... It's crazy, like, the stuff that I'm learning and... You know, everyone has opinions when it comes to stuff. I do not agree with any of that stuff. I am looking forward to that list because it's, you know, a little scary for me because it's like, what if it's somebody that I've always been, like, you know,
thought highly of and
yes,
stuff?
Yes. And, like, those are things that, like, come to my mind. I'm like, man, yes, like you mentioned Bill Clinton. Of course, everyone's has their own opinion about him anyways. So it wouldn't, I guess, come as much of a surprise, right? But I'm sure there are going to be people on there that are going to be a surprise. And it's going to be like a shock. And then that's going to,
yes. I mean, I'm fine with the shock factor. And I understand where you're coming from that, you know, the topic is uncomfortable. I think more of me personally is mm-hmm. this is not just even in the uncomfortability. It's the hyper-focus my brain will overthink and say, if I was in this situation, could I get out? How would I protect myself? And then I feel like, you know, now I'm watching everything that I'm doing. Yeah. Like, you know, what if I couldn't, like, you know, escape or something like that? And, you know, then I start overthinking and fearing, like, you know, what if, as, you know, a person, you end up in a situation where you are taken advantage of sexually mm-hmm. and stuff like that? Would you be able to bounce back? It becomes more of a fear tactic in yeah. my brain rather than being uncomfortable. Then I start second guessing my surroundings, the people that I'm of around. Course. And then I feel like I can't function like a normal human being. And I just need to stay in like a comfortable, like palace of being locked up.
Yeah.
That's where it's not to me uncomfortable. It's just more of like, I can't seem to stop the overthinking process and the hyper-focus of my brain takes. And I
that stems from, like, we've talked about that I'm diagnosed with OCD. That stems from OCD. So it's that thought of the repetitiveness. Like, right. you think of it, and then you think of it more and more and more and more. And then it, like, yeah. it causes fear.
A rabbit hole. Yeah.
Yes. And so that, remember I told you, when we were talking about my OCD, I had to watch, my therapist had me watch that Netflix show.
Right.
And
you only made it through like a couple of episodes.
Well, I only had to. Let's just be very honest. I only had to. But it was for that exact reason. I start putting things right. in my mind, and then it freaks me out, you know?
Have to admit that some of the things that they're talking about, which I don't know if it goes back to the Epstein thing, mm-hmm. but it makes me really uncomfortable knowing that even till this day, people are willing to sell their young daughters.
Yeah.
That's a whole, into it. Mm-hmm. That makes me, yeah, I don't know.
Well, that goes to somebody's morals, values, the way that, I mean, there's a whole list of shit that, you know, comes to play with that stuff. But
I'm sorry, back on you were saying for the OCD and how, yeah, you were made to watch the...
No,
the
for that exact reason for what you were saying, because that's what I would do. I'd watch something on the news and it'd be really sad and I'd go into hiding for like 2 weeks because my body was just like, it's going to happen to you, Natasha. Like, right. it's so weird.
Right.
And I'm like, that's not okay. You know, so that's what we worked on. Part of my therapy was that exposure to that because I would do exactly what you just said. I would jump into my brain, like my OCD Natasha, right? Because we talked about like there's Natasha and then OCD Natasha. OCD Natasha would do that. It would jump into that mindset. And then I would live like, ugh, like it just felt, anyway.
Icky. So, yeah. Yes, uh-huh.
And so now that I've, you know, I've worked on that and I've been through that stuff, it's great because now these new things that come out, I can actually partake in and not feel that ick, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. Like it allows me to actually just be a part of and allow to have my opinion. So that's where I wanted to talk about it's Gypsy Rose. So she is like just released on December 28th. She was supposed to have 10 years in prison. I guess she did 8. And it comes down to her mom used to abuse her and stuff when she was a child, as in literally tell the doctors that she had leukemia. So they would put a feeding tube in her and they did all these kind of stuff, like very messed up mm-hmm. things to her. And she was not allowed to talk to anybody. She, at the age of, I think it was like 22.
But she herself believed that she was sick too, right? That's to my understanding.
I think she did at first and then right. she got older and was like, no, I don't actually have this problem. But the mom, then that's when the mom did the power of attorney. So then she had no say of what actually happened with her. And ultimately she ended up meeting a guy. They became like boyfriend, girlfriend online because she wasn't allowed to leave. And they had talked and he had murdered her mom.
On her wishes.
Yes.
And okay, because I thought she killed her mom, but go ahead.
See, that's what I thought, too. That's why I want to talk about it, because that, in my mind, but there was another lady, and that's why Amanda something, is it Amanda Knox? I don't know, a lady named Amanda, she's also being released soon, or maybe she just was released. She went in for murdering her husband or boyfriend because he was abusive to her. And so same thing, there was a lot of abuse happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very... I'm not sure how I feel about it because a lot of people are very like, go Gypsy. And like, we're so proud of you. And she's now married, so she like met a guy online when she was in prison, or not online, but like they met and then they got married. But the guy that murdered her mom has life in prison. But she does not, right? So she got released.
And I think, so to this understanding is she convinced a third party to actually do it.
Yes, but and she was there, I guess
she didn't use the weapon herself. She's manipulated.
Degree. Yeah, she's all second right. degree. So now she's released and, you know, she's married and now she's saying, like, they're talking about how the mom is diagnosed. I forgot that it starts with an M. Something about they purposely make their kids and people sick and ill to get attention. It's like they do it so it's a disease. Mm-hmm. And that's what the mom had. And now she has remorse and she feels bad. I thought the mom was dead. No, yes. But she now has this guilt. She's like, we shouldn't have done that to my mom. We should have just got her help. Like, now that I know that she has mental illness. So kind of what I wanted to talk about, you know, in here for a little bit was, what are your thoughts on that? Because I have I'm having a hard time. Everyone's very supportive of her. Again, that sucks. And I've never been through that type of abuse. So I don't know. What I'm honestly thinking of is the husband or the boyfriend. It's very weird. I don't know why.
This is not the same as this person, though. This is a different. Gypsy Rose is one story and this other one is separate. Am I understanding that correctly?
No. Though? So I'm talking about the boyfriend that Gypsy Rose was with, and he's the one that did the act. And he's saying that he did an act of love, of like he killed for love type of thing. Right. Mind you, he was younger too, in his 20s. So, you know, people can just say that they were childish, whatnot. But what I'm getting at is I also feel, I don't know if I'm making any sense.
I think what you're saying is, you know, like how one person that was also, let me just give my feed of thought process. Yeah. So if you're asking me about like, okay, I do think it's a little sick celebrating the Gypsy Rose person herself, because she still was involved killing her mother. Now, I don't think that that should automatically lead to a ton of social media following.
She has a Lifetime episode that just came out. Shows
and movies that you're getting money off of. That feels very blood money to me. But don't mistake me. If you are in a situation where the system has failed you and there is physical abuse going on, I do think that you take matters into your own hands.
Exactly. And that's what's happening. That's like the big thing, mm-hmm. is that that's what she's doing.
I do believe that if you're taking matters into your own hands after the system has failed you, I do not think that the harsh reality of like obviously looking at you being like responsible for like, you know, murder or something like that should count the same, because you're not doing something out of cold blood. You are doing something out of survival. If that person is literally going to kill you, like I do think that like there should be a fine line between, you know, like what you're being held accountable against if you got the win out of who was going to kill who first.
No. And I 1000% agree with that. I'm literally, just because again, now I'm in a place where I don't get all like weirded out by it. I like being able to debate and talk about stuff. Yeah. And that's where I'm talking about the boyfriend, or not boyfriend anymore. Obviously she's married, but him, like he is there. I just learned that a couple days ago that he's in for life.
I do feel like the system maybe is failing him a little bit, because now granted, I don't think there is such a thing that, you know, unless you are a parent to the child.
Yes.
I don't actually think there is a thing for I killed out of love. If you're a parent,
what if Leo did for you?
If you're a parent, that's different.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you're a parent, I definitely view that if you've got a kid that is, you know, in dire need and you're going to get to that kid to come to hell or high water, and nothing's going to stand in your way in order to protect your child. I agree with that.
Yeah.
When it's a boyfriend, I feel like that's a little bit ridiculous. You are making an informed decision in order to handle something. Feels a little bit more cold blood, but I don't know if it feels for life cold blood when that other person that had a hand in it is getting away with it just because they didn't raise the weapon. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I feel like there is a fine line there. I do think that he made an informed decision He's using an excuse.
Yeah.
And I don't agree with that excuse. Yeah. But I don't know if it's to the extent that, even though I don't agree with him using that excuse, I don't necessarily feel that he should get life either, why this other person's out, married, and now starting to live a life. Because his is being taken away as well. Maybe the sentencing should have been different and not life. But I don't agree in his defense of I murdered for love. Now, I'll take what you just said there.
Yeah.
What if it was your significant other, your spouse, or whatnot like that? The only thing that I would say is that if I was in a position and my husband witnessed that someone was on the verge of killing me and killed them in order to save me, that's different. You are in a situation where you are, that person's going to die. To my understanding, he wasn't walking in to visit his girlfriend and the mother was strangling her to death.
Oh, you're saying like in the act.
In the act is where I'm at. Okay. Like if my husband went to, so let's just say like I was being abused or whatever like that, and I came back to him abused, I would not necessarily agree with the fact that then he left, like when seeing the abuse that was on me left me to go confront that person and then murder them. No. And I wouldn't do the same. But if it came down to I walked in on something in the middle of an act and that he's going to die if I don't do something, then I definitely would completely.
At that point, it would be more self-defense.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I get that, but I don't necessarily get even in using the love term, you know, I murdered out of love. I don't know if I would necessarily get behind. Of course you want somebody to protect you. Of course you want somebody to stand up for you. Of course you want somebody to defend you. But none of those is actually just to making a decision to downright murder somebody if they're not in a self-defense situation. No, now, granted, if you're in a situation where it's not necessarily self-defense because you're the one that's taking the abuse and it's a third party that's removing that, that's not like an officer or whatever like that, it's not, I don't know if it's necessarily seen the same. You would be able to tell me more with your background than I would. Well, as self-defense,
part of the thing with the boyfriend was that they were saying that she was manipulating him, be just like her mom manipulated her.
I agree.
And so that's where this whole thing is.
That's where I say I don't think that it's fair that he gets life, because he was being manipulated. Well,
yes, and then, but there, a lot of people, this is what I'm saying, is a lot of people are saying that she did not manipulate him. He did it on his own, and that's what I'm saying.
It makes it real hard, though, to be honest.
Yeah.
There's three sides to it.
I know.
His, hers, and then what actually happened, but none of us were there to witness it as it's going down. So it's always someone's word against someone else, because
like
the way
they have been planning it, like it's something that like, as,
I don't know if you've got plan in there at that point in time and you're making a date and setting a time, that's not manipulation. I think you're both making an informed decision and you should be held just as accountable as that person is.
Yeah.
Like you could have chosen anything. You could have chosen, hey, this night we're going to slip something in her food that we know she eats and she's going to fall asleep and you're going to run away.
I didn't like research more like how she actually.
And I'm going to pick you up at a said location and we're going to hide out forever. Like that's one thing. You're making an informed decision to actually take a life. That's different.
So what they're saying is that she supplied her then boyfriend with a knife and hid in a bathroom while he killed her mother.
Like, if that's truly how it went down, then no. Like, if you guys plan this and you at always were going to kill somebody, not just try to escape somebody, that's different. I feel like you should be more accountable as well. If you're in on the plan, you knew, you know, that's, it wasn't, hey, I'm going to hit her and, you know, make her pass out and whatever, give us like, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes to make an escape.
Yeah. But the thing is, I guess
what you went within the intent to kill.
No, I understand. But the thing is, when it comes down to the like the abuse part of it, because the mom had power of attorney, no matter what Gypsy would say, no one believed her, because the mom has literally years and years of this, has told everybody that she, you know, she took her out of school and I think out of like second grade, so she didn't know much. She talked like a little kid even when she was in her 20s, right? Because her mom did that to her. Her mom literally shaved her head.
I understand, though. Like, you're still felled by the system, though. No, because I'm sure if we're reliving this story, there were red flags that people were just letting slide.
No, of course. And so that's part of what they're saying is that she's going to, like, she can sue the doctors. Like, there's a lot of stuff
right.
that's going to be happening. Yes. But what I'm getting at is, like, the ultimate thing is that there's so much, like, multi-millions, like, or that's in money, more than, like, just a lot of people are... on her side, if you want to say, as in
supporting.
Exactly. Which is, and that's where it's like, okay, like I don't necessarily not support it, but then when you think about it, that's why I wanted to do this. I really wanted to talk about it because I was like very intrigued because I think of the boyfriend and I thought of that situation. Like, yes, he is the physical one that killed the mom, right? But yes, like what we talked about, there's so much more. Again, I don't agree with what happened. I don't think that, yeah, of course he deserves prison time and stuff. But when I found out that it was for life and like all these things, it's just very, very interesting because she got taken out, like I said, at around 8 years. But she was only sentenced for 10 regardless. So it's just very interesting. And I get it. She went through a lot of shit, a lot. Like I couldn't even imagine going through what she did. And so it plays a big part into... Just there's just a lot of pieces to it. I don't know. I just thought it was.
I mean, yeah, I agree with what you're saying and getting to. I mean, there's a lot of different rabbit holes to just one story that you could go down.
Exactly.
But I think you and I are on the same page. Of course, what was happening was horrendous. Of course, you know, you deserve to live some freaking life that was taken away from you at the very beginning before you reached the end. Of course, that. You and I agree there, but where I start, you know, falling a little bit off with a different rabbit hole or a different, you know, avenue is I'm kind of, I think you and I are of sound mind. I don't know if I necessarily agree with the boyfriend of the time getting life for the act. I think that he also deserves to live some sort of life, you know, considering the situation and what was going on. I don't know what that answer is, but I just don't know if I agree with life. I don't know if that makes him like a horrendous, you know, serial killer by any means, that one act, that one mark on his record. I do think that there should be a price that both of them should pay for it just because of the way that it went when you're putting in a very important word there, which is planned.
Yeah.
It wasn't a spur of the moment thing. It wasn't in the middle of an act and the thing.
Yeah, based you off knew that, she gave him that
you were making a plan. Then technically, because you took it to an extreme of not just run away and hide, change your name, change your appearance, to I'm going to literally take someone's life, I do feel like in this situation, there should be some repercussions because you took it to an extreme. You made a plan for it. It's not that you were just protecting yourself in the heat of a moment and whatnot. Regardless of what that, you know, repercussion is, you know, is that's where you fall within, into a huge rabbit hole because everyone's going to say something different. And even the people that are having to live through it actually are going to say something different. Like that is a huge molehill that turns into a mountain because you can't satisfy everyone.
No. And that's why exactly why I wanted to bring it up.
But I don't agree with her taking money about her story and everything like that. You should just be more concerned about living a life and being free.
Well, that's what they're saying. They're talking about how social media in general is going to get at her. And it's unfortunately going to be really bad. And which I agree. Media, you know, takes things and flips. You know what I mean?
That's so, like telephone really bad.
So, I mean,
everyone flips the story.
Exactly.
The position.
Who knows?
The view.
You know, even everything that I just said right now, I don't know. It may not even be true. I'm going off of what I've read on the news.
And what that person's saying from their perspective.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's what I'm ultimately getting at is that there's so much stuff that happens all the time. And like, I think what you said was the most accurate. There's always the three sides to the story, right?
Yes.
So, and I mean, will we ever know the truth? I don't know. No, I just...
You only get forms of a truth.
Yeah.
Because everyone's going to tell something from their perspective, but typically the larger percentage of that story is not going to hold them in the negative light.
Yeah.
And to be truthfully honest, in most cases, not all, but in most cases, you will have a hand in something that contributed to the
Well, yes, of course.
Pretty side of things. Of course. But if you're not willing to say it,
Yeah.
And you're only willing to make that opposite person look like, you know, the bad person or the victim, and you're the only the victim. That's the where, like, that problem comes in of, you know, if you and this other person or whomever, it could be more than just one other person, but if you guys were held in a bubble and people that were essentially had no emotional connection to you, didn't know you from Adam, and were just viewing the situation from outside that bubble, they're going to say that you had a hand in something. Yeah. Whereas you're going to tell the story as, well, this person was only this way to me.
Yeah.
It's very often that you don't get a person that's like, look, this is what I contribute to it that didn't help. This is what they did. And ultimately, this is where it ended up. And that's where you get, and I credit my boss for telling me that, because I never noticed it before. And I was young and stuff like that. And of course, you're not going to notice it, but it's very true. When it comes to the truth, there's always three sides to the story. Yeah. And the problem that we're going to get is we're never going to get that third side of what just actually happened.
Unless it was on video.
Right. I mean, you got to remove emotion from it. Yeah. You got to remove your own personal position and, yeah, you know, sense of looking at something from it and not trying to connect a story to it from your
of course
personal life. Like, it's just, there's so much. And just getting down to just the actual facts is just so hard to do.
No, I agree. Very much agree. Anyways, that was interesting.
That was a turn.
I like it, though. It was nice.
It feels like that murder and mystery stuff that some other people do.
But I like it. And I appreciate it.
I'm not here for it.
Yeah.
But I will say, I can say that I do think that we should probably give a little bit more time to it. I know that, you know, our sessions here on recording typically last anywhere between 20 to 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. I could easily, and interestingly enough,
yeah,
probably go for it longer. And if we were to do that, I do think that it would probably be nice to do longer, but only do it on special occasions and stuff.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Well, thanks so much, guys, for joining us. Thanks,
what
guys!
What just happened?
I had a stroke. We enjoy having you here with us. This is MJ.
And Tosh.
Until next week.
Bye!